There's a war going on in the waters off the coast of Downeast Maine. This Saturday, the Millbridge Theater and Community Arts Center is showing a documentary about that conflict, Lobster War. We spoke with Boston Globe reporter and the film's director, David Abel, who tells Star 97.7 his interest began with the coverage of climate change's effect that led to the collapse of the codfish industry.
Lobster also, of course, are very much affected by changes in water temperatures, and the warming waters actually led to a collapse of the lobster fishery in southern New England, but it led to the opposite in portions of the northern parts of the Gulf of Maine, off Downeast Maine, and in the waters off Canada.
Today, those disputed waters, a 277-square-mile area known as the Gray Zone, are a war zone among lobster fishermen from the U.S. and Canada because of an explosion of the lobster catch in those cooler waters. Lobster War features people and places you know, your neighbors, local businesses and boats, and an issue that strongly impacts Downeast Maine. This Saturday at 6:30 at the Millbridge Theater and Community Arts Center. The Gulf of Maine is one of the fastest warming bodies of water in the world. David Abel, director of multiple films about Maine's fisheries, tells Star 97.7 that warming has pushed lobsters and the lobster industry north. That in turn has led to an explosion of catch and of the value of that catch into a contested area of water just off the coast of Downeast Maine. And that, says Abel, led to a lobster war.
It essentially led lobstermen from Canada who long feeded waters that were contested around this island called Machias Seal Island. The waters around this island were contested, and they were known by fishermen in both Canada and the United States as the Gray Zone.
The conflict includes fishermen, boat builders, and tour boats from Lubeck, Cutler, Jonesport, and other areas right in our backyard. Don't miss Abel's documentary, Lobster War, showing this Saturday beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Millbridge Theater and Community Arts Center. In 2018, Boston Globe reporter David Abel and his film crew visited Cutler, Lubeck, Jonesport, and other ports affected by the northward movement of Maine's lobster fishery. That migration prompted by warming waters in the Gulf of Maine. The outcome of their travels is a riveting hour and 14-minute documentary, Lobster War. Star 97.7 asked Abel how that continued warming could affect Maine's critical lobster industry.
We have already seen in years since the film was made that the waters have continued to warm and the lobster catch has actually declined, and we are seeing this play out in real time. The lobster catch has continued to increase in the waters off Nova Scotia and elsewhere in Atlantic Canada.
Lobster War chronicles the war between fishermen from the U.S. and Canada competing for a hefty catch in an area known as the Gray Zone before the lobster population moves even further north. See Lobster War this Saturday at 6:30 at the Millbridge Theater and Community Arts Center. Warming waters driving lobsters north, government regulations that continue to increase costs and effort on the part of lobstermen and women, dangers year-round as they traverse sometimes stormy and brutal waters, and the perils of the industry itself that have caused many over the years to make the ocean their final resting place. Star 97.7 asked David Abel, director of the documentary Lobster War, what drives people to stay with the profession.
I think it's a way of life, and there's something really exciting about fishing and being on the water and being your own boss. It's a community, especially in a place like Maine, where this has been happening for generations. It is part of the culture of Maine.
See Abel's riveting documentary this Saturday at 6:30 at the Millbridge Theater and Community Arts Center. And check out his latest offerings, Entangled and In the Whale, the true story of a lobsterman who was swallowed by a whale and lived to tell that story.